We don't have Mary here today. And I see myself on this Salve brief, and it was literally a very brief conversation with Mary when she asked me, you know, how are those agenda items set for each mental health board meeting? And what I offered to her is that, you know, FYI, and I don't know how many people know, certainly my predecessor here knows that I meet regularly with Mike and Shakita and Kate. Jody, you're a part of it too. And we review, you know, prior to the upcoming board meeting, those items that are set forth. Now, those items are determined in a number of ways. Sometimes I've gotten an email, hey, Maria, can this get on the agenda, or a phone call? Jody, I'm not sure if maybe you are also the recipient of requests from board members, or sometimes a community member requests to present in front of the board. So I think the avenues onto the agenda are varied from my experience. Sometimes even when an issue comes up, like that conversion therapy topic, that made it onto the agenda. So sometimes pressing stuff comes up, it bubbles up, and it makes it on the agenda just out of necessity because there's something more pressing going on. So I just wanted to discuss or describe a little bit about how those agenda items are determined. Sometimes by the time I meet with Mike and Shakita, I'm already looking at what's on there. And, you know, we've got our regular items, too. We've got the action items that are there at every meeting that are there typically just all the time. So I don't see like a set pattern. I think I'm just describing how those items have come to my attention, and they make it on there from those varied pathways. Just wanted to see if anybody had questions about that, or even the more important question is that, are those the right methodologies? Is it, does this, I'm comfortable with how it is, but is there something I'm missing? Are there other boards that do it in a much more systematic fashion?
This is Rachel. Can you hear me?
Yes, Rachel.
I'd like to make a very specific suggestion, which I've been on. I do think that when people are being oriented to the board, it would be good to indicate to them that what they think is important. And to establish a very, very simple way that they can articulate a subject that they would like to see discussed at a board meeting. And then, of course, you would decide, or the people that you work with would decide whether, in fact, that topic merits inclusion in a board meeting at this time, or whether it needs to go through some other things first. But I do think it's an important message to people who are joining a board that we want people to be thinking about things, and that they can show some initiative that is respected.
I like your comment, Rachel. Thank you. And I think as we just discussed now with onboarding, wouldn't it be nice if people really did feel empowered to have that, be uplifted, that their voice is important, and also the typical onboarding member may not even know how to get an agenda item on there. So this is a really timely discussion, especially in lieu of how we've had several new members in the past few months.
Well, you've indicated sometimes people call you and sometimes people... I think there should be an explicit procedure, very clear and simple. If if you would like to raise an issue with the board of directors, please contact so-and-so at least X number of weeks before the board meeting or something like that. I think you could structure it a little bit, but I do think there should be an openness to people's ideas.
Committee member, Mr. Chairman, committee member Foreman, and that is exactly the process. And is there...
Where is it written, Jody?
Exactly. That's what I was going to tell you, Rachel. It isn't, and that's where the disconnect comes. You know, we had a set group of people that were in place for so many years, and orientation just never got. We never figured it out and put it in place. So with that being said, even with you coming on, committee member foreman later, yes, that is an issue. But I think the majority of the old school, the very beginners know and knew that if they were interested in anything being on the agenda, that they were to submit it to the chairperson, and you were right, within X number of weeks before the meeting and everything. So does that need to be clarified? Yes, it does.
Can I just jump in? It is included in the new member expectations policy. It's that all agenda item requests are directed to the chairperson.
Good. Thank you.
So it is there, but perhaps there could be an additional, you know, like tool or form or something, or if you want to say, put forth dates, as Jody just mentioned, we could look at doing that. But it is in the policy.
Was it in the policy years ago?
This is the new policy that was just approved at the last
new.
Board meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
We had that conversation, correct, Kate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Mr. Chairman and committee members, what I will make sure to do is I will send you guys the report submission deadline calendar. So then you will all have it, and you will have the dates that if you are interested in putting something forward to the chairwoman to be added, you'll have that time frame of which it has to be done.
Okay.
That's
great.
Helpful.
Thank
you. Thank you, Jody.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right.
Ariana.